This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
Trees are green, red roses too.
Hello everyone, this is just a note that today's program will be a rebroadcast as Paul is across the ocean.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Think about this. We are 37 days away from spring. The days are getting longer. The sun is moving higher in the sky to warm up the ground and melt that snow that you have and hopefully warm up the air at the same time. But it's February. It's still on the cool side. But it's also the time to wake up all of your houseplants and begin feeding them. I know a lot of you don't fertilize your plants and you wonder why they're not growing. They got to be fed. You know, you eat every day, don't you? Well, your plants need to be fed on a regular basis. And during the winter, they don't need as much food as they do during the growing season, during May, June, July, August, September, and even into October. But you should be feeding them now. So let's begin to wake them up, to motivate them, to start to produce some new growth, and to make them a lot healthier. And it's very, very simple today. There's a lot of great organic products on the market that have beneficial microbes added to it, and that will stimulate the plant to grow even better. So normally, when we have our garden, we're feeding every couple of weeks. But this time of the year, your houseplants, all they need is one application a month. When we get into March and April, then we can increase it to two. But right now, just to help them to stay ready to go and maybe to motivate some of them as the days get longer, you should feed your plant on a monthly basis. And what I do to remind myself, I take the calendar and I'll write, pick a day, and write on it, feed the houseplants. And then as you get more towards May, then you pick 2 days. Once in the beginning of the month, and once in the middle of the month. And then the following month, the same thing. That way you're going to have a houseplant that's going to be a lot healthier, a lot greener, and will grow into a much larger size plant. And then plants that flower, they're going to grow a lot better too. Now, African violets, one of the first flowering plants that we had, if you have African violets, they should be fed at this time of the year. If you have cactus, instead of being a long, skinny stem or a rounded ball, let's get some size on them. And a lot of people, I know a lot of friends that have cactus that don't even think about feeding them. They think they can live in that pot forever. So when you get to your local nursery or garden center, there's some great fertilizers for all of your indoor plants. Espoma makes an African violet food, a cactus fertilizer, an orchid fertilizer, and then a general purpose indoor for things like spider plants and English ivy, pothos, ferns that you have in your house. But they need to eat just like you. And when you use an organic fertilizer with the beneficial microbes, it's going to make those plants healthier. And they'll do a lot better. Now, I just mentioned spider plants. Now, here's a tip for you. If you have a spider plant and the ends of the foliage are turning brown, and that's a pretty common thing, that the spider plant foliage turns brown on the end. Normally, it's the reaction of having fluoride in your water. Now, if you're getting town water or city water, there is a very good chance that as they clean that water for you to drink and bathe in, they're going to add some fluoride to help the teeth of your kids. But that fluoride can hurt the foliage of a spider plant. So this is all you have to do. Take your small watering can that you use to water your plants with, fill it with tap water, and let it sit overnight. And what you're going to see in the morning is that the sides of your watering can will have little bubbles all over the side of it. And that's the gas bubbles from the fluoride. And all I do is I take a big spoon, put it in the watering can, stir it, the bubbles pop, the fluoride gas comes out of the water, and then you can water your plants. And to see how it actually happens, just take a clear glass, fill it full of water, and see what happens. If in the morning it's just clear water with no bubbles, that means you don't have fluoride in your water, and that's why yours look good. But if you've got little bubbles attached to the side of your glass, that's fluoride, and it will hurt the foliage of your spider plant. So change the way you do things, and they'll do a lot better. Now, if you need some help, give me a call. The number here is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. Talk with Nathan. He's looking for something to do this morning, and he'll help you out, get you set up, and we can answer your question. That number again, 855-660-4261. Now, we've been talking about the vegetable garden, and let's see your flower garden or your rose garden. Every 2 or 3 years, have your soil tested. Your local extension service will test the soil, or your state will have a service to test your soil. It may take you may cost you $5. It's well worth it. Okay, Nathan just told me we have a caller. Nathan, who's up next?
Daryl's in Wallingford, Vermont.
Daryl, good morning. Welcome to the
Paul
Parent Garden Club. Hi.
I used to do a pesto demonstration live at the fairgrounds, you know, for the Vermont State Fair. And,
yes.
One year, my grower had beautiful basil. And like 4 or 5 days before showtime, it all developed basil downy mildew like almost overnight. Now, according to some research I've done, if you germinate, and this is what we're talking about, is starting your seeds, they say germinate the basil seeds under red light. And the ones that germinate under red light are resistant to developing basil downy mildew during the the August summer months.
Huh.
What are they talking about? I mean, red light, that used to be like a regular light bulb, but is there a red, starter light? Most of it is full spectrum, but...
Yeah, if you get a full spectrum light bulb, and today you can buy it as a floodlight type bulb, and also as a tube. And when people first started growing with indoor lights, if they use just a regular fluorescent light, the wavelengths with different colors that would this bulb would mimic the sun would produce didn't have enough of the wave and the colors that are needed to make the plants grow. So they developed a full spectrum, and they call it a grow light. And you can buy the grow lights at nurseries, garden center. You can buy them online. But they now have a spotlight. It will do the same thing. And it will contain the red light that the sun will produce, just like this bulb will do. And that will help with the downy mildew that can cause a problem with new seedling. And this... Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. We were talking about damping off, which is a common problem when you're starting seeds. If you don't use, number one, a seed starter soil that's been heated to kill any bacteria or fungus that's in that soil. So it's sterile. You're starting off with a nice clean soil. And if you've had problems in the past, you can now use a copper soap. It's all organic. It's all natural. And this new copper soap is doing things that they didn't know it was. And they're really excited about it. Espoma is now selling it in ready to apply. Also, it's a concentrate. But if you're growing seedlings, or if you have an African violet, for example, and it has like a white powder on the foliage, that's a powdery mildew or a downy mildew, you can use this copper soap. It's all organic. It's all natural. And they found out that it will take care of early and late blight on your tomatoes. So what you do, when your tomatoes are ready to be transplanted into individual pots, you spray the plant with the copper soap, and it will kill any possibility of any of this disease spores being on it. And when you plant them in the garden, you continue this process, especially if you've had late blight. And that's the real big problem on tomatoes in a lot of areas. So think about that. Organic copper soap that will do a good job. Nathan, who's up next?
Carol's in New Hampshire.
Carol from New Hampshire, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. I'm calling from the Lakes region.
Yes.
I have a lemon tree about 18 to 24 inches tall right now, and it's in my sunroom for the winter. However, during the deep freeze, the leaves, it froze. And so now all of the leaves are gone, and I'm wondering if I can savory it all by cutting it back. I've been watering it once a week, hopefully thinking maybe it would come back.
Okay. The first thing I want you to do is to take your fingernail and scratch through the bark on the stem.
Okay.
And if you scratch through the bark and you see green, then the plant is still alive. If you scratch through the bark and it's brown, then that particular branch is not going to come back. So rather than spend a lot of money and time on the plant, just take your fingernail from your thumb, scratch a couple places here and there on your plant, and if you see green, then there's a possibility. Now, if you see green, then I would bring it and put it in a south-facing window where it's going to get a lot of sun. And also, within that first couple of feet of your window during the day, the sun coming through the glass is going to increase the heat around the windows by 10 to 20 degrees. And the combination of a nice, warm, sunny area and some liquid food. And I would get a product like the Espoma Grow. It's a fertilizer that stimulates just a general growth habit, not flowering. But I would take the Grow, feed it with that, keep it warm, give it a lot of sun, and go easy on the water. You have to remember, there's no foliage. And because there's no foliage, it's not going to need as much water. So instead of watering it every week, you could probably go 2 or even 3 weeks between watering. If you water it every week and there's no way for the plant to absorb the water in the ground and use it, the roots are going to turn black and they're going to rot. So scratch, look for green, move it to a location. If the buds begin to pop, then you can cut off the dead growth. But I wouldn't do any pruning until you see signs of buds. And there are dormant buds on that plant. So lots of sun, nice and warm, and a good general fertilizer like Espoma Grow.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the seasons. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Does the current world crisis crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, if you have a plant that's been damaged by the cold, don't give up on it. Just scratch through the bark. And if you see green underneath the bark, then it's a sign that the plant was chilled, but it will come back. And all it needs is some sun, some warmth, and it should come back for you. But if it's all black underneath the bark when you scratch it, then get rid of it because it's not going to come back. And then you got to be careful with the water. And again, as I told Carol, if you keep the plant wet and there's no way for the water to leave because the plant isn't losing moisture, then it's going to rot the roots. So if it's not killed by the frost, it'll be killed by the roots being in a wet soil. Nathan, who's up next?
Well, we got Sam in Columbia, South Carolina.
Sam from South Carolina, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning to you. I love your show every Sunday morning before church.
Thank you.
I've got a question. I bought my daughter, April, which is a spring name, fern, Boston fern.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I never realized that it was an indoor plant, which I have it indoors right now. And my question is, should it be repotted?
Did it come in a hanging basket or was it in a pot?
It was in a hanging basket, yes.
Okay, then it probably won't need to be potted for probably a year.
Okay, I got it for her right around the first day of spring, so I should repot it in a larger pot then, huh?
Right, you should go, the first thing I would do before you repot it is unhook the wires or the plastic hanger and remove the plant from the pot and look at the root ball. And if the root ball is just a mass of whitish colored roots, and when you squeeze it, it feels really hard, then it would be time to move it to the next size. If it's you see soil as well as roots, you squeeze it, it's soft, then it can go another year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, she can take that Boston fern, and as soon as the threat of frost is over, she can hang it outside in a shaded area. And
so there's direct sun, because unfortunately our porch, because I share an apartment with my daughter, our porch is actually facing the sun most of the day down here in South Carolina.
Okay. Then, you know, it, if you could put it on the back side of the porch, not where the overhang and where your gutter would be, but right up against the back wall where it's going to be shaded from the roof itself, then it would be okay.
All right. Now, the other instructions I got, that it needs to be watered thoroughly daily, which I do. I, you know, I douse her. Her name is Bunny.
Okay. Now, the thing that helps a Boston fern to really survive during the winter when you have the heat on is humidity. And the more humid the air is in your home, the better the Boston fern is going to grow. So you've got the right idea. Misting that foliage every single day is going to help that plant a great deal, especially if you have a wood stove or force hot air heat, because the air that's being blown into your home to make it nice and warm is very dry. So when you mist the foliage, it adds humidity to the plant, around the plant, and it really helps it a great deal when that heat is really pounding you on a regular basis.
Okay.
Now how about feeding it? Have you fed it at all?
Well, I need to buy some of those plant spikes.
Well, buy the Espoma Grow. Now, the reason I want you to do this is a plant spike is good, but it's just nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash, and there is no trace elements. There's no beneficial microbes, so it's feeding the plant, but it's not benefiting it a great deal by improving the soil. And if you use something with trace elements, you know, things like a calcium there's 50 to 100 plant trace elements that plants would really, really help, boron and copper and things like that. And you have a company like Espoma, they have a liquid that has beneficial microbes. So it's going to make the soil better, it's going to improve the root system and the color of the foliage. So, plus, when you figure a plant spike, okay, 50% of the plant spike is the bonding agent that holds the fertilizer together. So you may be paying for a houseplant one, 50 cents, 75 cents for one spike. And half of that spike is a bonding agent that holds it together. It could be clay. It could be some type of a burlap type fiber that they soak the fertilizer solution on. So you're paying for that extra filler or bonding agent. So use a liquid. Use a liquid. It's got all of the beneficial microbes. It's got all of the trace elements. And it's going to do a lot better for your plant. And at this time of the year, if you do it once a month, once we get to April, May, then do it a couple times a month. But hang it outside. And as long as you hang it, and I know your porch faces south, as long as you don't hang it right where the gutter would be, but you hang it up against the wall, then you'll be okay.
All right. Okay. Oh, can I add one more thing to you?
Sure.
Are you? Okay. Since we're in the Bible Belt down here, my daughter and I, oh, I don't know how many years we came up with this, we had these little bumper stickers, and it said, Creation, the first spring.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had those in stores, and, you know, we sold them for a time of peace. And, you know, now I took one down here to our pastor, and, you know, I don't know what he's going to do with them, but it did catch on.
Yeah, and it's a nice saying, and with spring being 37 days away, it's going to happen.
Well, I know you're up in Maine, but I'm sitting on our front porch right now in shorts.
Well,
it's 70 degrees down here.
Yeah, well, we had 10 inches of snow earlier this week, so we're just a little bit cooler than you are.
Yeah, Columbia, South Carolina, you know, famously hot, they call it.
Right. Well, Sam, you have a fantastic weekend, and you work on that Boston fern, and it will just prosper and grow beautiful for you. And when you feel that it's too big for that pot, then you buy a new one, you split it in two, and you put half in each pot, and over the course of the summer, it will round itself back out. Instead of being a half, it will grow shoots, and it will fill in, and you'll have two Boston fern. One that's for you, and one that's for your daughter.
That is incredible. That's incredible. I've got to pass along a lot of your gardening tips, because I have a friend up in Oil City, Pennsylvania, who has a great garden that I don't think he knows some of those things.
Well, have him sign up for our email newsletter. And all he has to do is to go to paulparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, .com, and you can sign up and tell him he can get a free newsletter every single Thursday.
Oh, I will definitely tell him that. Goodness gracious. Okay.
And,
oh, my middle daughter's named Glynis, which means of the belly, so they're named after spring.
Sam, you have a great weekend, and thank you for calling us this morning.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you for all the info.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Oh, it's nice to hear that somebody's having some decent weather. We're in Maine, where I live, and it's cold. It's cold. We're going to get some rain today, but rather rain than snow. Who knows? It may change over to snow, but we'll take it one day at a time, and I keep saying to myself, 37 days, and hopefully the storms will be all over. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's waiting in Pennsylvania.
Mary from Pennsylvania, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Mary.
I can't wait for spring either, Paul. I got a question about poinsettia. I received a variegated poinsettia for Christmas. And some of the red flowers, they're dropping off, but I don't see any new leaves emerging from the stems.
Okay. You won't see any new growth until we get it till April or May, probably May, because a poinsettia is a short day plant. So when the days are short, like they are from September until April, the plant concentrates on making flowers. In the case of the poinsettia, it made its flowers in the late fall going into the winter months, and it needs the long days to make the new foliage. So the first thing I would do, Mary, is take that plant and put it in a larger container. So if it's in a 6-inch pot, put it in an 8-inch pot. And just get some good potting soil. You don't want to use garden soil. Mm-hmm. You want to use potting soil. Espoma's got some great soil with the beneficial microbes included. And then what you're going to see happen is as soon as the days get long enough and you get more heat, mm-hmm. you're going to remove the red, or in your case, the variegated flowering bracts on the plant, and new growth will begin. And you could have 3, 4, 5 stems that will develop on that plant, and that's why you need to repot it into a larger container, and that plant will get bigger and bigger. And then in the fall, as we get into November, then you can start treating it to making it bloom for the holidays. But you can take that poinsettia and either keep it in the house for the summer. You can put it outside on a deck or a porch where you get a little bit of shade. And that plant should double its size in the course of 1 year.
So in other words, I take off the red brackets on the top, clip them off.
Oh, clip them right off, and that way that will stimulate the branches below the flower to make some new growth.
Okay.
And that will give you a much. I wouldn't mind seeing the plant double, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Oh no, I'd love it.
Thank you. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Nathan, who's up next?
Sorry, let me get... Oh, we're in a studio here with buttons and things. It's Ron. There we go. Ron over in Franklin, Massachusetts.
Thank you, Nathan. Ron from Franklin, Massachusetts. Good morning. How can we help you out today with your garden?
Hi, good morning, Paul. I have a question on weeping willows. Last year, my wife and I planted two of them. We have a large area that stays a little bit damp.
Yep.
So we bought them out in Nebraska, and I thought they got here kind of late. We ordered them, I don't know if we ordered them in September, but we didn't get them till November. And we planted them, we mounded them up a little bit. We put a fence so the deer wouldn't get after them. And they're just sitting there, so I don't know what you would suggest I do with them in the spring.
Okay. The thing that you can do now is look at the branches. The branches should have a soft yellow cream color to them. There shouldn't be any brown. So that plant is dormant, and it's going to stay that way until we can get some 60-degree weather on a regular basis, longer days. So you're not going to have any foliage on that plant develop until we get to May. So right now, there's totally nothing that you can do. You've got them in the ground. They're planted. And hopefully we did have a kind of a mild fall. So by getting them in the ground, there's a chance that some of the roots have gone out. When the snow is gone, the ground has softened, then I would buy a liquid fertilizer like Grow. It's made by Espomer. It's a water-soluble fertilizer, but it's organic, so it's not like Miracle-Gro that in 2 weeks it's gone. This is a product that will last 3 to 4 weeks, and doesn't leach out of the ground like a chemical food. So that you could, if you took Miracle-Gro and you took the Espoma and you planted them in containers side by side, and we had a lot of rain, any chemical fertilizer like Miracle-Gro will leach out with the rain. The organics have the capacity of tying up their fertilizer in the soil so that they don't leach out as quickly. So hit it with that. It's got the beneficial microbes, and it should come back. Now, if you start to see the trees in your neighborhood making buds, maybe a few leaves appearing, and you look at your plant, and there's nothing happening, you scratch through the bark, and it's brown, then you need to notify the company that they shipped it really kind of late. I mean, they should be shipping. Now, did this come with a root ball, or was it bare root in a lot of peat moss?
It came potted.
It came potted. Then,
yeah.
if it came potted, Ron, I don't see a reason for it not surviving the winter. It came in with a root ball, with roots formed in the soil, and even if it didn't get a chance to send out the roots into its new planting bed, then it should be okay. But as long as the branches look that nice creamy yellow, you scratch it through the bark and it's green, you should be okay.
Okay, so, all right, so there wasn't a whole lot of branches. There was some leaves, but the leaves have turned black, obviously, I guess because of the winter.
Right.
And I think the little tiny branches that they were onto, they did turn brown as well.
Okay. Well, I mean, it was the winter, and any foliage that was on it would have come off anyways, so I wouldn't panic. The one thing that you do want to do, this plant is what, like 3 feet tall?
I think it's more like 4 feet.
More like 4 feet, okay.
Yeah.
When you get outside and in the spring, you should have a main leader. And what I would do so that it grows upright, get a 6 foot or a 7 foot, 1 inch garden stake, drive it in the ground near it, and take the main leader and attach it to that piece of wood with some soft, like, yarn, just to have it grow straight up and create a main leader. And that will help give you better shape.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.